Hi, this is Bobby Ryan, and you're listening to the Sens Call-Ups.
Studio 65 of the Sens Underground Network. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 23 of the Sens Call-Ups for Thursday, April 3rd, 2014. I'm Cardinal, and Canuck Pan and I are back to talk about the Senators and other happenings around the league. There's been lots of rage in Sens country over the past while, and I'm certain we'll see some of that here tonight. As always, we welcome your email at podcast@senscallups.com, even if we didn't get any of it this week. You can find us on Twitter, and you can find us in the online forums. Canuck, glad to see you back in town.
I'm back.
Yeah.
I survived the Snowmageddon of the East Coast. That was such a shame, I guess, in one sense, to have to spend an extra day in Florida. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, it's a nice little surprise to have you come down too, eh?
Yeah. You know what I did for the first time today?
Nope.
I tapped my debit card to make a purchase.
I love PayWave.
Is that what it's called? PayWave? Yep. Anyway. Yep. I guess I'm new to the 21st century when it comes to this, because my previous debit card was just chip and pin, and this one actually has the proximity.
My debit card doesn't have a chip. I have one of the old swipe only cards.
I was waiting for you to say you don't even go to the machine. You go in and talk to the person, right? Bring up your passbook and get it updated.
No, I've never replaced my bank card with one of the chip ones.
Well, I thought they were forcing.
Nope.
Not that I would know anything about that.
Not so far. But I've been waving a MasterCard, but I've been using the MasterCard wave thing
same
for ages.
Thing, yeah. Okay. Same thing. Right. I was still expecting a pin, but no. I guess not.
It's fantastic. It saves so much time.
Yep.
Especially, now that it won't matter anymore, but in winter at the gas station. Beep.
Oh, I used to.
Oh, at the gas pump. Yeah. That's very handy.
SO and stuff. Like,
yep.
I get gas at Costco, so I have to use a bank card and punch in a pin, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Mr. Gas is only either an Ottawa or Ontario thing?
I think Mr. Ottawa. Gas?
Yeah, yeah. Like McEwen's, it's Eastern Ontario only.
Baffles my mind. Mm-hmm. I thought it was everywhere.
Did you know that Irving's only an East Coast thing?
Isn't there one down Catherine or something like that?
Maybe.
No, Catherine, that's a McEwen.
McEwen, that's it.
That's Eastern Ontario only, McEwen.
Did you know that In-N-Out Burger is only on the Pacific Coast?
I'm still waiting to get to back to Fatburger, too.
Okay.
Just planning out my Vegas trip. Oh, I love that one on the strip. Game on! Oh, yeah, you've got a little bit of a war wound this week, too.
We'll talk about that later on.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about my weekend after we talk about your
trip. Okay, I'll take a picture of that, and then we'll use that as the show pick.
If you really want to. Yeah. It's not that big a deal.
I'm not missing a story here. Whoa.
Ew!
We'll talk about that later. It's not that bad.
Canuck, I'll give you a dollar if you touch it.
Well, I'm not close
what?
Enough.
Hang on a second.
Oh, here. I'll touch it right now.
Well, I might make a sound kind of like that. You never know. Anyway, game 69, Thursday, March 20th, was the Lightning in Ottawa. This was before your trip to Florida.
I was there, but I probably was.
Yeah. I think you probably were there.
Totally lost track.
It was a 5-4 loss. This was the game where Teddy Purcell scored 23 seconds into the game. Kind of set the tone for that.
Yes. This was as I was prepping my tweet to say, hey, sweet, the tourist line's starting. Yeah, never mind.
Reload.
<That's okay.
laughs> Reload.
Yeah. MacArthur had a shorthanded goal halfway through the first period, but then Purcell scored the second one of the game. Then Carlson scored a power play goal, and then off it went. This was the game with the absolute highlight reel by Halashemsky. The really, really, really dirty toe drag. That one. But that's probably the last really big interesting thing of this game. So,
well, the goal of the year.
Yeah, yeah, the absolute goal of the year.
Didn't he call it that way?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. Leonard did not have a good game. The Senators had scored 4 goals in each of their last 2 games and lost both of them. It was kind of bad. But it was just another loss. I mean, we've had enough of them lately, so I don't think we need to talk any more about that. The next game is game number 70, which was Saturday, March 22nd, and that was the Senators in Dallas. Now, Canuck, I can't remember who did this one for us.
Chad, thank you. Chad did a game recap for us, and he actually lives down there in Texas, so let's cue that up.
But it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Howdy, folks. This here is Big Chad coming to you from Dallas, Texas, where the beer's flowing and the hockey's going here on March 22nd, 2014, with your Sens call-ups game recap, Dallas Stars versus Ottawa Senators. Dallas, the town that killed JFK and today looked to kill the Senators' playoff chances. Sellout crowd was rowdy and ready to go. And them first 5 minutes had some good excitement going on there in Dallas town. Roussel dumped 9mm into the Sens bench and the crowd went crazy as if they had won the Stanley Cup. Or hell, even made the playoffs. Carlson got even with him, though. He snapped one thanks to a nice pass from Colin Greening. A couple minutes later, Chris Neal did a little bit of frontier justice on some spare named Rome from Dallas. He challenged the veteran tough guy, and Chris Neal showed that some bitch how they do it in Ottawa. All in all, them first period was 1-0 Senators, despite being outshot 17-7 by the Stars. Now the second period was a showcase for the Ottawa Senators' penalty kill. Cody Ceci had a marginal slashing call. Kyle Turris had a weak hooking call. Bobby Ryan had a really weak tripping call. All in all, Senators' penalty kill got a lot of ice time here in the second period. At the end of the period, Eakin from Dallas tied it up 1-1 when the Senators couldn't find the puck. Now, partners, I was sitting right there next to Robin Lehner. Well, obviously off the ice, but 4 rows back just to the right of the goal there. It appeared that the puck was just missed. Lehner thought he was on it, and the team probably thought he was on it, too. It was the biggest gift the Senators have given out this year, and they've given out plenty, partners, I'm going to tell you. End of the second period, Ottawa's losing the shot count 31-19. Tie game 1-1. Third period, not much to talk about, unless you're a Dallas Stars fan. Trevor Daley and Jamie Benn each score, taking it to 3-1. A little bit of pushing and shoving. Neal in another altercation with young gun Ryan Garbutt. All in all, Stars put on 44 shots to the Ottawa Senators 27. Adios, playoffs. It's been nice dreaming about you here this year.
Thank you for that, Chad. I got the pleasure of meeting Chad when I was in Dallas a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And man, I can tell you that is exactly how he sounds to a T.
He didn't ham it up at all.
Why do I not believe?
No ham at all there. Okay. This is natural drawl voice.
The look on your face betrays you, sir. Thank you, Chad, for doing that. The one thing that he didn't mention in that summary, because he did it right after the game, is that that was the game that Bobby Ryan got hurt. And he hasn't played since then because he had to go and get the surgery for the sports hernia because it was aggravated. So that was his last game of the season, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to go on about that in a bit.
Yes. Next game.
Paul Ranger just dropped a Bruin into Bernier, and he's hurt now.
Bernier's hurt?
Yeah. Reimer's in.
They're doomed. Actually, I don't think Reimer's nearly as bad a goalie as...
It's their team defense.
As their fans do. But we'll get back to... Let's finish the Senators game recaps. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got a whole category of Toronto Maple Leafs to talk about when we get to the rest of the league. Trust me. There's lots of stuff to talk about with them. Next game to talk about was the first game when you guys were in Florida, which was Monday, March 24th, Game 71. It was the Senators in Tampa Bay.
I don't remember if it was a Monday or Tuesday. And again, I can't do this in American.
It was Monday.
Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
It was minus 25 here.
Celsius?
It was plus 25 there.
Yeah, it was very cold that week. It was not funny.
So happy to be down there during this time. It's phenomenal. Not wearing a coat?
That was great.
Yeah.
Not needing a hat?
I wasn't wearing a coat today.
Worrying about sunscreen?
It's two baldies walking around.
All right, let's get through these game recaps. Then we can talk about Florida.
This is the game recap.
Really? You're going to do the game? Okay.
Well, we can talk about Tampa and then do the game recap.
Okay. Why don't you guys, well, since we're in the Florida area, you guys talk about Florida. That's good. Go ahead.
I really like Tampa, the city. Well, we didn't do much in there, and I know that there's always pockets.
That was a pocket. Outside that pocket's a little odd.
Uh-huh. Go north from my house. What do you have? Vanier.
Yeah.
South Keys. Everywhere's got that. The States is just more drastic. But the building is beautiful. Great location for it.
It's on the waterfront, isn't it? Ish?
Yep. Yeah, it's right in the kind of the top of the bay there.
Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff around there to do. Nice aquarium. And I don't think most people go to the... you got me in the face. Oh,
it's a really good beer I got you with. Don't worry about it.
Anyway.
Headstock.
What does that say? Nickelback?
Nickelback Headstock.
Nickelbrook.
Nickelbrook.
Nickelback.
It's a curiously strong beer.
This is how you remind me. And so the building was beautiful. And just throw things into... We got stopped because we were in our Sens jerseys. Tons of Sens fans there, by the way.
Oh, yeah, and Speedos? Birds.
No,
Speedos? Okay,
No. Tampa was different. All right. We'll talk about Sunrise in a minute. But I actually saw a lot of people that I know there. It's probably 15 to 20 people that I know were at this game.
Why?
Chris Ryan was down there with his family?
Yep. A buddy of mine from university was down there. Thad, who's...
This is after spring break. Why were so many people in Florida?
Would you rather be here now?
Well, it's better than being here. Yeah. I'll give you that.
I think that it's just adults and like, we're around. Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
So we actually got stopped by one of their season's ticket holders who was bragging about really everything Tampa. So it was nice to see him. So when you're a season's ticket holder, you get a jersey. The only unfortunate thing is that it's a jersey foul because you have to have your name on it.
Your own?
Your own.
Oh, what are you going to do with that? Wax a car?
My last name's Le Cavalier. Oh, wait. Sam goes.
Charge it to this guy. In the sleeve, they have a chip.
Yeah.
And that chip is attached to your account.
So it's used for discounts and merchandise purchases.
So everything is 25% off there.
Like
for season ticket holders.
Like hot dogs and Coke Zeroes.
All the concessions.
Really? All the concessions. So for me and my hot dog and Coke Zero here, Grand Canadian dollars, costs $9. There, I had to pay $12. 25% off is $9.
$12 for a hot dog and a bottle of Coke.
So what's the motivation to get season's ticket holders? Also, the price was half of what they are here.
Yeah, like a full season package was about the price of a half season package here. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not surprised, like too surprised by Florida being cheaper.
No, but that's cheaper than I thought it would be.
But the motivation to become a season's ticket holder is quite high.
Well, if you're going to go regularly and the prices are like that and you get the little chip, I'm just... really disappointed that you have to get your own name on a sweater. Why would they do that?
I think it's to control it. Because if I have a Le Cavalier jersey,
you can lend it to somebody.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Especially with like my last name that I rent, or not rent, but I let you borrow my jersey. First, it'll be like this.
Well, you're going to let all the girls?
Well, it wouldn't fit me, yeah. that's then, be honest.
When you've got a Chinese last name on the back of your shirt.
Yeah. Which, or if you give it to any girl, right?
Well, that wouldn't work well. Well, what would they be calling themselves? That would be offside. But
So did you?
So honest. Also with the concession, they had so much variety of food. Huge variety of food. Huge variety of beer.
Hmm.
Was this the place that had kind of the World of Beers place?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was actually.
Yeah. So it's not just like what do we have here? Creamer, Canadian.
We have pure crap.
Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Oh, Creamer, I'm good with. I'm good with Creamer.
Creamer is fine, but then that's the one you get.
That's the only one. Yeah. Get a King Can of that.
You can't even get like a Rickards here.
That's okay. I'm not interested.
Oh, but.
Yeah. But.
Limited.
They probably had 20.
Wow.
Well, I think the main concession places had the usual fare, but there was some like specialty options you could get outside the common four. Yeah.
Did you, just going back to the sweater thing for a second, did you see a lot of people walking around in sweaters with their own name on it?
Tons of sweaters.
Because I guess you wouldn't see that.
With their names on it?
Yeah. Because I'm thinking.
No. Not really.
I'm thinking from the point of view.
Everybody had a jersey. A lot of people had
jerseys. I've noticed that. But I was just thinking from the point of view of television, you wouldn't see their own name on the back. You would just see a whole crowd of people wearing the team sweater.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think they're, the amount of people that they have wearing jerseys and therefore merch sales is drastically higher.
Well, they also don't change it as often, so you don't have to buy a new one every year.
Do you wash that chip? I hope it's waterproof.
It's got to be.
You'd think it would be. Interesting. So all in all, a good game experience then.
Yeah, beautiful building, lots of areas. I think it was by our seats that they had like a lounge sitting area there too.
Yeah, a lot more so in the arena.
It's like other arenas. I think even Air Canada Centre has one spot like this, but there's certainly lots of spots where from the concourse, we're in the 100 level. So the 100 level concourse, you could actually kind of, if you're buying your food, you could have tables to kind of walk up and actually eat, so you're not in the way of everybody in the concourse, but also see back into the arena, kind of like
Here we have them too, but it's just that little island with the condiments, and it's it's tight, but no, there was beautiful,
interesting. Yeah.
Well, it's a newer building, so it's been planned.
Extremely
for space.
Wide hallway.
Yeah,
the washroom was nice.
100 level, so it wasn't quite the traffic.
You weren't in the cattle class, so.
Well, were you in the last year when you went?
Same thing, 100 level.
Oh, okay.
And there's a Tim Hortons there.
There's a Tim Hortons in
Tampa?
Sunrise, too.
Yeah,
that's catering to the Canadians. It's very smart
marketing.
Mind you,
it was like $2, I think, in Tampa and $2.75 in Sunrise for a coffee.
Wow.
Music was phenomenal. They had some game hosts. The screen is out of this world. But that just make the Canadian Tire Center cave in.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
It's got big screen.
We kept catching ourselves watching the screen instead of the play.
I caught myself a couple of times because we're in a corner. So once it gets into the close far corner, you can't see it. So I would just kind of look up at the screen. I think you got caught many times. Once I caught myself, I was like, oh yeah, it's back in my end. I can watch live, you know, instead of the TV.
But I've had that happen to me depending on where you're sitting in the 100 level at Canadian Tire Center.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Like if you're close to the ice, it's like, well, I can only see the half. So.
At home, I don't really watch the screen during play.
Well, that's because your seats are high. But if you're sitting low in the 100.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting low in the 100s, I'm just like, I can only see half the ice.
I did a bit yesterday. So.
Yeah. Can we see it? Oh, that's good. Did you want to talk about Sunrise as well now?
No, we can do that with the next game.
Okay. Well, the game summary is pretty quick.
Good.
This was the 4-3 shootout win. Hammond was back to bingo because Leonard was in and Anderson was backing up. Bobby Ryan is out. We didn't know it was going to be for the rest of the season, but... turns out to be that way. So Stone was up, and he was playing with Turris and MacArthur. I'm not really going to go through all the goals. It's really not all that interesting. But the game went to a shootout, and this was the one that Spezza scored that beautiful shootout goal to win the game.
I think Robin Leonard saved all three, didn't he?
He did.
And at the end, he did the lightsaber
tap. The lightsaber thing, bring back Lee.
That's right.
That was great.
He's Filppula, Kucherov, and Stamkos.
I can't believe he won that game, let alone the shootout.
The fact that Stamkos goes third on that team.
Well, I think they wanted him to go third rather than first. He's more of an insurance policy rather than get one earlier. It's like, okay, well, we really need one. Have him there.
No, I think the other two guys are really good at shootouts.
Well, It was three really good saves. Yeah. And the one quick stat from this game, Ottawa, and then faceoffs, Ottawa was dominant 38-22.
Yeah.
Nice.
And never, ever, ever pick a fight with Gudas, number 7 from Tampa.
Wait, who did?
He's a gorilla.
Oh.
Oh my God, he's tough.
Why, who did he have a fight with?
This was when Neil started going with Hedman. because Gudis was picking on someone else.
Oh, okay.
But no, yeah, this guy can hit and he can fight. And he's huge. He's a beast.
Oh,
beard.
I know what the important part of this game I forgot. This was the game where, with 4 seconds left in the third period, Erik Karlsson got a 2-minute penalty for twerking.
Hipping.
Oh! Perfect hip check, 2 minutes for tripping.
He should have tweeted that.
Oh, sorry.
Damn. That's hilarious. 2 minutes for twerking.
That's what he was doing.
Coming in like a wrecking ball.
Exactly. There you go. Not bad. Not bad. Anyway.
Somehow Greiba still falls down. Yeah.
So
that's,
there you go.
That's why I recall that I was surprised we won this game because we went in shorthanded into overtime.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we survived that and, you know, shootout, you know, sends in a shootout, right?
Yep. So there we go. That's the win in Tampa. Next game was game 72.
That place was fun. And then I tweeted at the Lightning official account and they actually responded.
Yeah. Yeah, you thank them for the atmosphere.
And somebody else actually retweeted that. Some other group of hospitality something or other in Tampa retweeted that, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Another cool thing, there was a cool sports bar right down the street, Hat Tricks.
Yes.
That was kind of neat.
Very nice. I like that place a lot.
That was full on the hockey game night.
We
went there the day before and it was quiet, but...
Be surprised. Well,
it was Sunday night at like 10:30. We shut that place down.
We shut down a lot of places, didn't we?
Okay. Right, let's get...
Also at Hat Tricks, because remember the decor.
Yes.
So they had a couple of...
Had a Spezza Heritage jersey.
Yeah, Spezza Heritage jersey. No Leaf jersey.
Dion Phaneuf Calgary jersey.
Yep.
Oh. Back when he didn't have the suck on high? Okay. Come on. Let's go to Florida. We got to talk to get to.
Right.
So talk about Florida then.
Yeah.
No, sorry. We drove. Sunrise.
We drove.
Really?
We drove down from Tampa down to Sunrise.
Oh.
About 3.5 hours. Well, like, 4 hours in the car.
There's one point where it seemed like we were driving through a hurricane.
Because it was raining that day. Were you? Oh, it was just slow. I've driven through that
before. The visibility is bad. Well, you're from the Maritimes.
Yeah, I was going to say. That. No problem.
That's not fog.
I've driven through part of a hurricane. Just be more careful.
Through Alligator Alley there. It's kind of boring.
Oh, welcome to the Everglades. Yep. You'll be seeing them for the next 3 hours.
I did that tour.
But we stayed at the hotel where the Sens are staying.
Yep.
Yes.
So that was fun. Oh, so I don't think we told you about this yet.
He's pointing at me.
Yep. And the listeners, too. So for the game, because the game was at 7:30 or 7, whatever it is.
7:30.
So the team has different, from what I gather, the team has different shuttle times to get to the rink. And I would assume the last one's at 5, but it goes 3:30, 4, 4:30, and 5. Us being the suckers, like, oh, let's go see the team off. 3:30, the bus is waiting. I believe the coach is already gone.
Yeah, coach is already gone. Like we did see Paul McLean in the lobby, and he was gone pretty quick.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk quickly to Bobby Ryan, really quickly.
Yeah, the whole coaching staff. Jason Smith was down with them, so I think he's the eye in the sky.
Oh, okay.
So the bus comes at 3:30. I don't even know if maybe some of the media guys went or the trainers. And Chris Neal.
Really?
That's it.
And then we're talking a full coach. That was kind of surprising.
A full coach? What?
Like a full bus.
Wow.
Full coach. Chris Neal was the
and just Chris Neal on it.
Wouldn't it be easier to send him in a cab?
Yeah, well, there are other little like hotel shuttles and stuff like that.
Okay.
So they ended up grabbing a bunch of other guys around 4, then 4:30, and then the last bus with the majority of the guys left at 5.
Wow.
Oh, I forgot to mention that. We went down to the glass for the warm-ups. Anderson didn't like one of her signs, but that's okay.
In Tampa.
Yeah.
Oh, he was not happy.
You made signs?
I didn't really like that one anyways.
Okay.
I'll tell you about
it. Well, you or just the crowd of you?
No, yeah, our group did.
Okay.
No.
I didn't really like that one.
Was it? That was 2 minutes for hooking? No. What?
That was Catherine.
Yeah, what's her handle? Not whatever.
Misconduct.
Misconduct. There we go.
Yeah. Kick ass or don't come home.
Ooh.
It was the Family Guy reference, but
yeah, no,
there's no Family Guy picture, so it was just a kick ass or don't come home.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that reference, so
yeah.
Maybe so, he didn't either.
I don't think he did. But at the end of the warm-up, both in Tampa and in Sunrise and going back to California, Chris Neal threw us a puck each time.
Yeah, so I got it.
I dump on Chris Neal a lot. One thing that I can say about him is he's a great guy with the fans and the community.
And he was the one that probably was the most sociable with us there outside the hotel.
Yeah. You mean waiting outside, waiting for the bus?
Yeah.
Really? Well,
him somewhat. And Turris.
Everybody else turned their backs to us.
Well, it's also where we're standing, too. I think we're kind of like...
But even at that, just wave or something.
Well, like, some did.
Yeah, because Mel brought her sign down, but...
Yeah.
Anyway. So, considering the time where the shuttles leave and Chris Neal's the only guy... MacArthur said it. This team's got a work ethic issue. Why is he there an hour and a half before everybody else?
It was weird that they kept coming out two or three and then they go in a shuttle and two or three more come out and go. And yeah.
I got bored waiting.
Strange.
Yeah.
But then you saw Sean McKenzie.
Talk to Sean McKenzie for a bit.
Yeah, talk to Sean McKenzie. I missed Hemsky. I missed McCulloch. I missed Spezza.
Oh, well. Can't see everybody.
Yeah. Anyway, so Sunrise, the rest of the city besides the mall, it's a hole.
Well, it's just, yeah.
Fort Lauderdale's got some bad areas. That's great.
That's not even Fort Lauderdale. Right? Because Fort Lauderdale's an hour away.
It's only about 15 minutes.
It's really? Where the airport is. That's
Fort Lauderdale. I really screwed up my map then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get down to Hollywood, that's a better area, is it not?
Yeah. Well, that's where the airport is.
Yeah, and, well, granted, on the way out, bumped into Brian Murray at the airport, but Brian Murray, compared to the rest of the population there, is a spring chicken.
Yeah. Well, he's a pretty spry, I mean, he's 71, but he's a pretty fit and spry 71-year-old.
These people are, the average age, I think, is like 112.
Yeah.
They're old.
Well, especially down there, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood.
Yeah.
There's a lot of older retirees.
And a lot of people from Quebec, you know, a lot of the Francophones.
Yep.
Yes.
For sure.
But compared to Tampa?
Yeah.
More retirees than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, you went and talked to Brian Murray, but he sounded like he's quite tired. I didn't hear the whole story, really.
Okay.
Because you saw
him. Are you going to play the clip or are you going
to? Well, I will when you want me to. Okay. But.
So, yeah. So, saw him at the airport. This was on the way out, but it doesn't really matter. So, he was behind us in security. And then he was just sitting there reading a book. It took me about 40 minutes to gather...
Drink up the courage?
The courage, yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Full respect and everything else, Mr. Murray. Can I take a couple minutes of your time? Or a couple seconds of your time? Yeah, absolutely. Then I told him, like, all right, so I do a fan podcast about the Sens. We're called the Sens Call-Ups. Seeing if you can do the sound clip. Totally forgot about all of the arguments that he's had about Travis Yost, about the Spezza trade rumors at the trade deadline that he got mad at the bloggers and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot that he hates bloggers.
We're not a blog.
It's all the same. It's a fan.
Well, I suppose.
Because we're all trying to do his job, right? So he just gave me this look of...
Did he?
Yeah. And I just told him, like, listen, if you're not comfortable or you don't want to do it, that's fine. He's like, no, you know what? I'll do it.
And, here's what you got.
Hi, this is Brian Murray. You're listening to the Sens Call-Up. Hi, this is Brian Murray, and you're listening to the Sens Call-Ups.
There you go.
Nice.
And I did do an edit in there. I didn't just correct him like I did Chris Neal or how we yelled at Mark Borowiecki. Just read it.
That's okay. I did worse with Mark Borowiecki this year.
Yeah, he sounds really...
We got you last year. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want one from me. I got you one from you last year. I didn't want to bore you.
Oh, okay.
Do you want something signed?
He had a good sense of humor about the whole thing. He just looked so crestfallen. It's like, well, you wanted one from him. Why don't you want one from me?
By the way, your grandmother's dead.
Sorry, dude.
Anyway. Murray sounded really tired.
No, we were being very quiet.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't want to...
Did it go okay after that? It sounded dejected there.
Yeah, but. He was just... He kind of seemed annoyed. Anyway, so then I congratulated him on getting Hemsky. He perched right up.
Oh
good. Yeah. I'm really happy with him. I really hope that he's going to stay.
Yeah. Good.
So, yep.
Good.
Excellent. Right.
So that was good.
Right. Well, we'll do the game quickly. 3-2 shootout loss. Next.
No, it's Sens versus Luongo's glove.
Okay. Yeah.
So compare the atmospheres. What do you think of the arena at Sunrise?
Beautiful arena.
Palm trees outside. It's hard to argue with that.
Sorry?
Palm trees outside.
It's nice decoration night. Yeah, for sure.
The location, that's way out of there, right?
It's kind of like having it next to the Centrum. You know, in term, if you compare the cities.
Yep. Okay.
Way out in the outskirts and then beside it. Yep.
But it is, I think it is walkable from them? No. Yeah, it is walkable.
Well, yeah,
from
we did it. We parked at the mall and walked over.
How do I not remember these things? Anyways, so my hot dog and Coke Zero. So we got, and I didn't keep it, but we got a refillable 32 ounce, I think it is, plastic. What?
32?
It's America.
America.
Okay, but so good Lord.
So it's a liter of
soft Coke. Drink.
They fill it with ice, though, which is
well, yeah.
No offense to our American listeners, especially you there, Chad. Keep your guns in your pocket.
As well. Or are you just happy to see Canuck?
That's why I pretty much have diabetes. So I got that and a foot-long hot dog, $20. But it's refillable.
That's still ridiculous.
It was excessive, but it's $20 and it's refillable and a foot-long hot dog.
Concessions are generally ridiculous.
No, because I get a Coke Zero, I got a promotional prize with my purchase.
Oh, yeah.
So they gave me this little thing, which has a Coke Zero logo on it.
The Belleville Bulls.
Thank God there was only about 17 people in the stands.
That would be... Well, would you prefer that or Thunder Sticks?
Mm-hmm. Thunder Sticks, because it's not as high pitch. That's ridiculous.
Okay, I can see that.
Stadium was beautiful. The music was god awful.
The music was really horrible, wasn't it?
So bad.
Oh, it's got
an app.
Cowbell app. I can't even describe how horrible it was. They were playing weird songs.
Yeah.
And then also they'd always play like the full song. They never kind of did like editing and cutting. It was just
we're spoiled. We have Alex.
Tampa was great too, even though he doesn't have Twitter.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I tried to fax him, but...
I didn't have the phone number.
My mom picked up the phone when I tried to fax him.
Yeah. Mom, the phone! Get off the phone!
What else happened there? They did have an in-game host, but they have a delay between the audio and video.
Oops. That's not good.
So embarrassing.
That's not good.
I'll tell you the biggest difference.
And they had a dance troupe.
Yeah. Well,
I like that.
I didn't like it.
And in Tampa, well, is versus cheerleaders. The cheerleaders in Tampa compared to here, I'll just use the words that the Tampa cheerleaders are developed. Ours are not.
But I'll tell you the big difference.
They're man-made is what you're saying.
No.
Okay. Oh, there's, I don't know, it's the milk down there or whatever, but. I don't know.
Let's
hormones in the food. Anyway.
Not 16.
He's like waving us along here.
No, this is fine.
The big difference in Tampa, you know, they do like we do here, that the minor league hockey players come out and skate while the players come out, you know.
And, oh, I forgot about
that. In Florida, they come out, it's basically like the equivalent of like pole dancing. These like the cheerleaders and skate, you know, like, oh, the flag, you know, waving it around. Oh, look, the team's going to come out. You know, so.
Okay. That's a little weird.
You look like you're going to go grab something there.
No, that was, I forgot about the flags.
Yeah.
But they did have a dance troupe. They didn't discriminate on body shape or size or age or anything else like that. So that was kind of fun. The 50-50. So was it? Because we played it and there were 6 of us.
Then they show you the running totals. It's all electronic.
They did that in both buildings.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
in Tampa. It was on the screen. In Florida, it was in the hallways.
Yeah. That's what's coming to CTC next year.
Yep. Grand prize winning $7,500.
In Sunrise.
Well, that's a little low.
When we bought it was $900.
Yeah, that was funny. You bought it was $900.
$900. Like, this is like we're totally going to win this. And then I realized that was the total, not the half.
Oof.
Yeah, that was the total.
That's I've seen bigger than 7,500 is a little bigger than I've seen the start 7's game, but
we were there at the start, so
still.
No, but beautiful arena. And when you go into the building, you have to go through their merch.
That's just that gate, though.
That gate? Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that is the main gate, but no, you don't have to go through it per se.
Okay.
But it is right there at the beginning.
But that's smart.
Well, I mean, it's
ours is right there, and you have to go up to get in. But
yeah, you have to go up. Yeah. Well, on the upper level, it's on either side, but on the lower level, it's only on one. But still,
it's not quite the way you thought it was. But we went in the doors that go through it.
Okay. So all in all, it was a good trip for you, though.
That was fun.
Yeah, and your travel was without any major incident. No luggage lost. No.
You had a good waiter at Applebee's.
Big delays. Yes.
Oh yeah.
They tweeted back about that as well.
Yeah, they woke me up.
Right.
So we're followed by Applebee's now, but no. That kid, if ever you're in Sunrise for a game, the Applebee's in the whatever that
Sawgrass
mall is.
Mills.
Sawgrass
whatever.
Mills.
I can't stand their food.
We're going to Applebee's. You know,
the servings were really nice.
No, I've been to Applebee's in the US and I found the food to be very bland.
Not a problem at all here.
Okay.
So he did great recommendations. I tweeted pictures of them. They're Pepsi. You guys know I like Coke. So I just put a sign on it that said Coke.
Oh, that's what that picture is.
Yeah.
He gets credit for that, though. That's cool.
No, fun kid. So I just told him, like, listen, I left him a $20 tip on an $11 bill.
Yeah, nice. But so, he went way beyond.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, it's like, God. It's like, so you guys are from wherever. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, Sens fans are great. And actually, the fans around us in the Florida game, because we're just yelling out and cheering things for
He was just yelling and cheering things.
Corsi.
Yes, every time they shoot the puck.
Corsi!
No. It's when you go out on a breakaway and you blatantly miss the net. Like you hit the glass. And then I yell Corsi.
Oh, okay.
And when the goalie on the far end gets the puck.
Shoot! Yep. So the fans thought that we were hilarious. I think I'm freaking hilarious. But they actually enjoyed themselves just with our environment. It's not like Leafers going, this is our house.
We almost did.
Well, that. You almost had a spit take out of Canuck on that one.
Would have been right on the soundboard, too.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so this guy's just like, yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, you guys are fun. And it's like, I'm really liking the Panthers, and I'm a Panthers fan. But I hate the fans from Toronto.
Well, then that's why he deserves a $20 tip right there. Right. All right. So that's the Florida road trip. The team was back in Ottawa
apparently that Florida game was boring, wasn't it?
No, it was boring.
Okay, I was just making my own fun then.
I can't
shoot out.
I wrote game notes, but there wasn't anything interesting in them. Yeah. To be
Luongo
quite honest,
was on.
Yeah,
sure was.
He friggin' threw.
And Leonard was not very good in that shootout. As good as he was in the one in Tampa, he was not good in that one.
Yep.
But anyway,
that's fine.
Onward and upward. Friday, March 28th. Let's get through the rest of these. Blackhawks at the Senators. I'm pointing at Pan. Yep. You have this one.
Blackhawks at Sens, 5-3 win against the Stanley Cup champions. Sens are dominated in all stats, except, of course, the final score. Shots are 49-29 for Chicago, and including a 23-5 shot count in the season. You okay?
Yep, we're good. 3-3.
Yay! Leafs song!
I'm like, what happened there? Does it look like a cheer?
God Cardinal knows. Actually just cheered and knocked out his earphones.
Knocked out my headphones.
Wow. Earphones. Not headphones. They go on your ears.
That's worth an interruption there. So we've been following this. So it's now 3-3 Boston.
3-3.
And they're in overtime. Isn't this going to be funny? Because Toronto was up 3-1 in the start of the third period. If this
could
collapse,
be an epic collapse.
Come on, Bergeron.
To Boston, no less.
I know. After calling them out.
Stupid Flames.
Sweet.
Face off. Okay, so back to the Chicago game. So 23-5 were the shots in the second period for Chicago.
23-5. I missed most of this game, unfortunately.
Yeah, the second period hasn't been good for Ottawa, but you know, especially against a team like the Blackhawks.
Yep.
Face offs were 44-21 for Chicago.
Ooh.
Best center for Ottawa was Turris at 39%.
Wow.
Corsi!
But we still won the game. Still I saw the third the period of this game. I didn't see the first two.
Snipe goals by Condra and CeCe with a deflection. Tip plays on a defensive breakdown by Milo and MacArthur. Pretty much the same play. And Turris gets one with a dig, 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 dig. Overall game, great game. That was fun. Just looking at the skill of hockey, because the Blackhawks are a great freaking team, but Duncan Keith got smoked in the plus minus.
Sorry, guys. That was short-lived.
Oh.
Toronto did get it in overtime.
Reload.
Anyway, continue
pretty
on.
Pretty much kills us. That's it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, we're trying to
trying to keep this short and sweet. Yeah, I missed. I was up. I was away for the weekend, but I managed to catch the third period of this game.
Just schooled
on TV. It was good.
Just schooled, and I'm back up again.
Yeah, but the Spezza line. I had two quick notes from this game. The Spezza line was. Oh no, sorry. This is from the next game. Never mind. Sunday, March 30th. The Flames were in town against the Senators.
Flames at Sens, 6-3 win. Leonard in, which is a bit surprising, but considering it was a back to back. And the fact that I never, ever, ever, ever want to see Leonard play against Carolina again after the last debacle, I'm okay with it. Good domination in this game. Milo was hot, scoring two. Turris gets two, including the pizza goal on the empty net. Counter MacArthur round out the scoring.
That's
we're cutting these down.
Okay. I'm okay with that. And the next game.
Did you have stuff on the Spezza?
Well, I two quick comments from the Sunday game against the Flames was that the Spezza line was on the ice for the first four Sens goals. The first four were all from that line, or that line and whoever was on defense for them.
Hemsky scan.
And Greiber was a plus four in that game.
I think Greiber's leading the team in defensemen and plus minus.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. He was a plus four. That's all. Next game would be Monday, March 31st.
Don't take risks. Play the puck up.
I was there.
Were you at that one?
Yep. Okay. You were at that game too.
The Canes one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. We're going to the Canes. Monday, March 31st, the Hurricanes were in town against the Senators, and you have this one.
Okay. So Andy's in, and...
Actually, I disagree.
The Hurricanes are the new Devils in some ways.
I thought Ottawa was just being way too fancy the whole time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's like every time they get in the zone, they wouldn't shoot the puck. It was like, I don't just pass it around. Pass it around. Pass it around.
Well, you see, I was going to say that about the Islanders game, but we'll get to that one.
It's like, just shoot the puck. And then dangle.
Terrible passes. Like they just couldn't. They weren't clean passes either for both teams. Just a lack of talent. Well, yeah, the Canes stayed in that hotel too in Sunrise.
Oh,
because I came down the next day. I was like, "Why's Rod Brind'Amour here?" Then I put it together.
Dun dun dun.
They didn't have a welcome party like the Suns did.
I think what happens is that it's because they heard the Suns call-ups were in town. That's why you know. People come.
Oh. Not to me. So it must be you too. I'm not that magnetic.
You don't come out.
I don't go to Florida, no.
Well, your picture on the website looks a little bit different too.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I like my incognito.
You look like a baseball guy in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So Z-Bag got a nice goal.
Or a football guy.
Yeah. Z-Bag got a nice goal on a deflection off of a point with Weirkosh point shot. Must be all the oranges that he eats. Weirkosh.
He eats a lot of oranges?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's his mouth guard. It looks like he's got an orange.
Oh, okay. I'm sure I'm missing something really obvious here, but I don't know what you're talking about. Thank you for the explanation.
So, yeah, that pretty much wraps up my game.
It went over my head.
Too. I got nothing.
Weirkosh, I think, has gotten an assist in every game that he's played in.
Probably.
Really, really happy with him. And my love affair with Hemsky continues to grow.
So what was the score of the Hurricanes game?
2-1.
Okay. Shootout.
Shootout win.
Thank you, Subway.
I didn't go.
Okay, the next game. Last one. Sorry, I thought you were trying to get my attention for something.
No, just folding a piece of paper.
All right, then. Game 76, Wednesday, April 2nd, which would be last night. The Islanders versus the Senators. And we have another... guest game recap for this one, do we not?
We do.
Thank you. This one's from CB Inc. And thank you in advance, CB Inc., for doing this.
This is CB Inc. reporting deep behind enemy lines south of the 4-1. Last night, the Islanders played against the Senators at home. No Spezza. I think he hurt his back or something. And, of course, no Bobby Ryan. I did like seeing that Hoffman was playing and Stone. They looked pretty good, pretty young though, mind you, but they'll come along. We had Anderson in net and Nilsson in net for the Islanders. First period, not much happens for the first 2.5 minutes, but then we get a tripping penalty to Hickey, and he's off for 2 minutes. During this penalty power play there for the Sens, the Islanders get a shorthanded breakaway shot there on Anderson, who managed to turn it away easily. Not the first one that happened there last night. But the Senators do put some good pressure on to Nilsson there. Nilsson does half decent job stopping almost everything. And we get a nice, great play from Hemsky there. And Zibanejad gets a really nice breakaway. That was a nice pass, two-line pass right onto the tape. I'm liking Hemsky. I certainly hope that we try to keep him in the offseason. Of course, nothing's going to happen until after July, but there you go. And Anderson makes a brilliant save coming up after that. And Stone gets a hooking penalty. And that just looked like it was just a young thing for him. Then we get a 4-on-4 for about a minute. And shortly after that, Zach Smith gets a high sticking, and we're off to a 5-on-3. We managed to kill off the 5-on-3, but then Josh Bailey scores on the remaining power play. End of the period there, 1-0 for the Islanders. I certainly think that Ottawa was the better team on that one, that penalty. And that was that. Second period, Zibanejad gets a penalty, and on his way down, a holding penalty, on his way he gets tripped. Of course, no call on that one. Penalty, during this penalty, there was only one shot on Anderson, and I managed to turn that away nice. Big hit by Phillips there. Boy, he knocked out, didn't knock him out, but just cleaned his clock. Checking who that Islanders player was. And Strome gets a penalty, and hooking, Ottawa goes on the power play. During this power play, the Islanders get two shorthanded breakaways. Oh, it's just horrible to see. All right, not much happened there. Third period. Oh, at the end of the second period, the shots were 20-20 shots on goal. Looks nice and even at this point. End of the third period, we get a tripping on Ottawa. And then Ottawa gets a power play. Mikhailik. Nice Mikhailik. It was a dirty goal. Boy, there are a lot of players in the way there. Nice, dirty little goal. But it counted. There's a tie game left. There's about 14 minutes left in the period. The Islanders get a goal on a Greiba slashing penalty. 2-1 for the Islanders. I don't think Anderson had much of a chance on that one. He was certainly screened. Didn't take great notes on this one, but I did write he didn't have much of a chance. They pull Anderson out of the net with 45 seconds left to go. Some good pressure right there at the end, but 2-1 for the Islanders. Shots on goal were 36-27 for Ottawa. All the goals last night were on the power play, which was, I think, kind of interesting to see for both teams. Anderson, I'm waffling on him. I don't know. I'm thinking last night he didn't look so bad, but some of the other nights this season, he certainly looks like he needs some improvement. I don't know what to do with him. Again, maybe the right price, we can keep him. Lehner, still a bit young. Let's keep him around. Let's give him 20-25 games next season. See how well he does. And I got to say, I saw that Bobby Ryan had a hernia surgery there, and he's been playing injured for the last little while. I imagine he's been playing with some intense pain. Anyway, glad I got that out of the way. Sorry it's such a rush, but the guys are recording tonight, so I had to get this off in a real hurry. Thanks again.
Thank you again, CB Inc., for that game summary, because it means we didn't have to do it.
Hold on, CB Inc. Shouldn't it be WEDNESDAY? Instead of Saturday?
I don't think he records his own sound. So he just had to find a song that said Saturday. He worked with it. But
yeah, but it was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
I'm still saying thank you for doing the
game summary. Do not criticize these, or we're going to have to do them.
If he wants to do all the game summaries, all 82 of them, he can say Saturday for every single game, and I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that.
Well, he's doing the Leaf game too next week, right?
Yes, he's off. And thank you in advance for doing that.
Can you do that in a Toronto draw this time?
No.
You don't have enough lanes on your highway.
Car dream, we got 12 lanes.
Kessel's worth it.
Oh, give me a break.
They don't have what's
this
face.
This is my house.
Yeah. You're recording from home, douche.
Anyway. We're not making fun of UCB Anchor.
Anyway, no, not at all. We appreciate the help.
I really want to argue that this is our house fight with this is our house. This is our house. Huh? When leafers start that?
I'm not picking up what you're laying down on this.
No, you just say, no, this is our house.
Good. Well, the bills are overdue. Could you please pay?
Melnick problems.
Here we go.
Wait, if it's their house, then they have to pay.
Just before we go in, I got a couple.
Oh, and CB Inc. Anderson's not going anywhere until at least trade deadline.
Oh, at least. I don't think he'll go anywhere next year at all.
No.
Never know. Just before we start talking about the rest of the Sen stuff, you made mention of the slight mess I met of my right arm. So before we go onwards, because we didn't get to talk to it in the beginning because we got into the game summaries too quickly.
Speaking of Islanders, this reminds me of this mess.
My past weekend, I only got to see the third period of that Chicago game because I was up the line at a friend's cottage, but got into town to watch the game on the third period of the game on the TV at least. I did have a fun weekend. Went up to the fishing camp via snow machine.
Colonel typical.
Via sled. And there's a meter of ice on the lake. A meter. Like somebody went to go ice fishing. Technically everything's out of season, but they pulled out an auger to see how deep the ice was.
And
the handle was basically right down on the ice and they're still augering through the ice.
How long did that take?
Is that a yard and a
half? Not that long.
Yard and a half?
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It's a meter, 39 inches. Yeah. It's 3 feet of, 3 feet of ice for our American listeners. Jeez. So it looks like I may not get up there for the opening of fishing season. But the upside of this was took the sleds down the lake because it's the road that goes up to the lake. You have to actually take a boat from the landing all the way down to where the fishing camp is. Yep. So we took the sleds down the lake, which was fun.
Did you hit the same hole that you dug out?
No.
Okay.
That was different. That's a different occasion. It's very strange to be rocketing down a lake at close to 80 kilometers an hour on a sled when you're used to just sort of going down it in a boat. It's a very, very different and very strange sensation. But when we got to the camp, just as an indication, the snow is the height of the top of a picnic table.
Okay.
At the fishing camp. That's how much snow there is there. On the way back, I set a new bravery record, as far as I'm concerned, for how fast I'll actually go on a snow machine. I had it up to 100K this time.
Well. 60 miles?
62 miles an hour, yeah. Huh. And that's really quick, by the way, on a sled. But it was a lot of fun.
Did you have a helmet or anything?
Yeah.
With the
face guard? Oh, okay. Yeah, full helmet.
It starts to be like...
No. Yeah, full helmet. But we were hauling down the lake, to be sure. Because you want to be going, you want to be spread out, and you want to be going, because there's no risk of going through the ice into the water, but there are air pockets. Once in a while, and you may dip down slightly into slush. By like 6 inches.
God.
So you just want to be going at the time. And had a good time.
Catch me walking in that.
So oh, it's fun.
That's my
brain. It's a lot of fun. The only problem was when we got back to the cottage I was staying at is actually up on a bit of a cliff. It's about a 15 or a 20 meter vertical drop and only about a 30 meter linear drop to get down to the river. And we were going down this hill on the sleds to go out on the river. No problem. That's fine. Well, we found a saucer. Do you remember going down when you went to the Tobogganing Hill when you were kids?
It's like Christmas Vacation saucer?
Yeah. Like the little ones you used to go down the sliding hill. So we decided.
Did you use that spray lube stuff?
No, didn't need to do that. Sunday afternoon, it was 5 degrees Celsius. It was a beautiful sunny day. So I was out in a t-shirt because I like the cold. So I was out in a t-shirt walking out. So I found the saucer and went, I'm going to take it down that hill. So I did. The only problem was is that there was a lot of crystallized icy snow that was really, really hard. And as I went down the hill on the saucer, of course, these things are completely out of control. So I'm spinning around, and unfortunately, I came in contact with a snowbank on the way down the hill, and that's how I ripped my arm open because it was frozen solid like tarmac, essentially. And I scraped my arm all the way down. So that's how I managed to do this to my arm, was on the saucer.
To the listeners, it's a really gross one.
It's a little ugly. But it was a lot of fun. And we spent the entire afternoon. That's why
if
I have...
That's what you consider fun versus going down to Florida.
No, I can go to Florida anytime. I can't do 100 kilometers an hour on a snow machine. So And 100, and that's a lot of fun. I'll take that over going to Florida anytime. Absolutely. But I spent the afternoon. That's why I have more tan than you do, because I was in the sun and the snow reflecting all the sun.
Tan
it was great.
Doesn't go outside.
I know. So why do you like being in Florida if you don't like being outside?
Well, for the moments that I was outside, it was god awful.
You see, I loved it. Anyway, so there we go. That was my weekend last weekend. It was a good time. Now, stuff to talk about with the Senators. We have to start getting through this fairly quickly. Kyle Turris was named one of the three stars of the week for last week, which is really good. He had an amazing week last week. He's plus 21.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Well, as of before last night's game, I haven't checked since last night's game, but he was plus 21. On a team that's collectively is minus 17, he's plus 21.
He's a skinny lad.
Yeah, he's pretty slight. He's pretty slight.
That's why he can't be a 1C.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Spets is much bigger, but...
Yeah. Spets is bigger.
Yeah.
Spets is a lot bigger.
Yeah. But...
It's all in his legs, actually, because he's got a really good base.
Now, Bobby Ryan had season-ending surgery for a sports hernia, which he'd been playing with since November... And hadn't missed a game.
With that.
No, he hadn't missed a game.
Really?
Nope. He had played them all.
I thought he was out with, because he got knocked in the head.
I think that was before November. That was earlier in the season. And he was 23 goals, 48 points total, and plus 7 while playing with this injury.
This opens up a lot of clarity for me in regards to how the coaching's been done.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about it. It makes an awful lot of sense that, you know, he was playing reduced minutes, but he was even playing on the penalty kill, which doesn't require quite as much mobility. But because he's got good hands, he's got good situational awareness. It's a perfect thing for him rather than trying to sprint down the ice. And he was playing through certain amounts of pain, so it managed to work out.
And he said that today.
I don't know if that link sent properly.
Yeah, I read it. That was actually quite good. Yeah.
I didn't read that, but I actually heard the news conference in real time when it was on the radio earlier today.
So, yeah.
Go ahead.
Still on the injury, or are you going to talk about other stuff about him?
Well, I was going to relate it to the injury. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah. So, this puts a lot more clarity on how he's being used.
Mm-hmm.
Sens are winning by 2. Rest him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Sens are losing by a lot. Rest him. Because you're not coming back.
Exactly. Makes perfect sense.
Or wasn't worth the risk of it. So I think McLean took a lot of the brunt of it during the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of it, but now it makes sense. And he was absolutely being a scapegoat. At least I hope that's what it was.
I think it probably was.
But knowing that makes sense.
Absolutely.
I can tell you one thing about Bobby Ryan. He came back from Sawgrass Mills Shopping Mall. Him and Phillips were out shopping when they came back to the hotel.
Hurt that day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know if you're, for those of the listeners not familiar, like look up the Sawgrass Mills Shopping Mall. It's a big Simon Mall Center. It's outlet shops and everything. It's a shopping mecca, really.
It's the one right across in the arena, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Now, is your hotel close to that?
Right across the street.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't realize
we could walk to the arena.
Okay.
Still prefer where we were in Anaheim, though, but yeah. But we couldn't walk to the stadium in Anaheim.
Right. He came back with one bag.
One.
Phillips had one bag too.
Well, they went looking for something.
They probably don't have a lot of space.
Plus either. It's guys too.
Well, they went looking for something rather than just shopping.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. That was a gift for the wife and girlfriend.
The interesting thing about his injury.
Phillips' wife and Ryan's girlfriend.
Ryan's fiance.
One for the wife and one for the girlfriend.
Ryan's fiance.
Fiance. Yes.
Yes. Interesting thing about the injury. Ryan, sports hernia. Silverberg, broken hand. Nason, torn ACL. Yeah. The only person who hasn't been hit so far is the draft pick.
Get ready.
Whoever gets picked with that draft pick.
Blinded by the flash of the lights and of the cameras.
I don't know. But I mean, whoever gets picked with that draft pick, they're going
to
get hurt.
Like to select, snap. Ow, my foot.
Exactly.
Did we sign off on that already?
Yeah.
I want this guy instead.
Exactly. Did we actually say it out loud?
Clapping and hugging, all of a sudden the stage collapse.
Exactly. I just thought it was interesting that everybody in that trade has been hurt. So.
And significantly.
And yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not a little injury. It's a fairly major one.
And the fans have been hurt.
Oh, easy now.
Well, come on.
However, there was
not really over that trade directly.
Yeah. In the press conference today, I have to say I really like Bobby Ryan and what he was talking about. It sounds like he really does actually want to stay here. He's not just being
political. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at it too.
Really said it. And he said, he didn't just say, I want to stay.
We want to stay.
Exactly. And he just seems to be a likable guy.
Even after this winter.
Healthcare here is awesome.
Even after the winter, and even pointed out that everyone's joking about reminding him that, this is the worst winter since 92, 94. I
mean. Yeah, it's not always going to be like this. Yeah. Now, a couple of other players to talk about just quickly. Aleš Hemský.
Give him the money.
All the monies.
He's certainly been playing well. He's also been saying the right things.
Yep.
He said a chance to play with Jason Spezza would be a big part in his decision on where he makes the decision he makes on where to play next season.
He sure plays like Spezza.
They seem to play together really well. I don't know whether they have the same thinking patterns or
give it away now. No, but he is exciting to watch. He's always trying to dangle. He's better at losing it.
Yeah, he's always trying. Well, that's just what. He is what he is now. Same thing with Spezza.
Yeah. But I'd keep him. Anyway, I just...
When can Spezza extend? July 1?
As of July 1.
Yeah, what was that comment that Ryan said, too? Sorry, not trying to switch, but he said something about I have to wait till July 1. I'm not supposed to talk about it.
He's not allowed to talk about contract stuff until he's in the last year of his contract, and the only time he's in the last year of his contract is as of July 1st.
Says who?
That's the rules of the CBA. You're not allowed to extend until you're in the last year of his contract.
But he almost made like he couldn't talk about it.
He can't talk to management about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Can't talk to management about it.
Interesting.
It's one of the rules.
Does UFA open July 1 or July 5th again?
July 1 this year. Okay. It's back to July 1. Normal. Yeah.
That's kind of scary. So GMs are kind of wondering on July 1st, does this player want to be around? Surely they can talk to them.
You can talk to them if they're your asset.
But you can't talk to them.
You can't make an offer.
I have a feeling that Hemský may be, in that case, wanting to sign conditional on, depending on his terms, but also conditional on extension at Spezza.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with Spezza? They're not going to get rid of him.
No, I think they're going to keep them.
No, I know. But for Hemský, he's like, I want to stay here if I'm playing with him.
Fine.
Yeah.
Spezza's got 1 year left.
Yeah.
So he's not going to sign he's going to want term.
Yeah, of course he's going to want term.
But if you're going to sign a 4 or 5 year contract or go in asking for a 4 or 5 year contract,
Spezza has to be signed in the offseason.
Spezza needs to be signed at the same time.
He needs to be signed in the offseason.
I would be very surprised if Hemský doesn't at least look around. He may not sign anything, but he wants to see, because if nothing else, it's leverage.
It's his leverage.
Exactly. So look around. He won't be signed on July 1st.
All has to be planned out.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. I don't know if they have the same agent or agency, they'll make it a lot easier.
I can't tell you. I honestly don't know.
Yeah. Unless it's
but they can give him a contract anytime, right?
Yep.
Hemský, yes.
He's
because
got
he's
no
in the last
motivation
year.
To do it.
But
they
there's
should,
no, yeah,
they
there's
should no not let him go to July 1st.
He has no motivation to stay unless the conditions around the rest of the environment of the organization are what he's looking for.
It's also leverage. If he goes to July 1st and says, well, I've had these are the offers I have. What are you offering me? I mean, he'll already know what he's being offered by Ottawa. Exactly. But go and see what
you don't give
ones
a home team discount for a 15 game.
Exactly. I don't see it happening. Yeah. But I wouldn't mind at all seeing him.
I think he's enjoying himself. I'm shocked that Ryan's enjoying himself.
Well, when you look at Ryan, Turris, MacArthur, they've had a very good year.
I was concerned about the asset management or the ice time and when he was being put on, and that seemed to frustrate him too. But with the injury, that might be different.
Mm-hmm. MacArthur made a negative statement, didn't he? I thought the work ethic.
Called out the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe he was just a leadership
backed
move.
It up. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm totally okay with him being re-signed as well, but. That's for later. Yeah. That's the post-mortem we'll do in two shows from now. Not right now. Anyway,
the money's to Hemský. And you got $6 million off of whatever McCulloch's gotten.
Exactly. There's money.
Take McCulloch back. Do you have McCulloch on you?
I don't, but I was going to ask about McCulloch. Do you want to? He's been playing, especially since just before the Olympic break and especially since the Olympic break. He's back to being the McCauley was 2 years ago.
He's driving the net, and he's the uninjured. Are doing the Hemsky twirls.
Sends. He's the uninjured 9mm. The I question is, how long can he stay the uninjured one?
Well, you know those, you know that older gentleman in Florida who was hanging out near us while we were waiting for the players to come out?
Yeah.
A little bit annoying, but now.
Nice.
He was.
Okay. No, fair enough.
He seemed to have all this information. Now, this is
they drove me nuts.
This is uncertified. Anyway. You know, this is.
Oh, I've got some information.
But he came to. It sounds like he sees the Sens a lot and comes to see them all the time. And he was talking to them. And he made comments like, well, I'm talking to Spezza, and he says, you know, his back's still bothering him. And some mornings he finds it hard to get up. I mean, sometimes I find it hard to get up with my alarm clock goes off, but it's nothing to do with my back. But oh, he's saying that. He said with McCauley that his, you know, he had some relief from his knees with that blood thing they did over in Germany. But it seems to have come back. He even hinted at one point he couldn't even make, like, turn one direction, like whatever's left or
it's
whatever.
Come back?
He said that.
But this is the guy who just set the fastest skater on the team record. So
well, maybe it turned the right way. Anyway, this is hearsay.
That sounds a lot of it's fandom hearsay. More than anything else, to me at least.
I don't know.
I mean, I wasn't there, but from what you're describing.
Yeah, I'm not giving McCauley much term, but you're not getting. More
I don't.
Than three.
I don't think. I don't think
I'm
he'll
not
get much term.
More than three.
I don't think any team's going to give him more than three. I think that
17 goal scorer.
I don't think
on
team's,
a garbage team.
I don't think a team's. I don't think anybody's going to look at giving him more than that. Not until they can. You know what? Play a full season.
He's got like 4 to 5 times more goals than Clarkson, so he should get like $24 million a year.
Yeah, who would you rather have?
We're going to talk about Clarkson. We're going to talk about Clarkson in a minute or two, a few minutes. Okay, he's on the list. He's on the list. A couple other quick things within the team, just quickly. I know this is going back a little bit. Erik Karlsson gave an interview to a Swedish newspaper back on March 23rd. And I did do a there was a translation of it on, I think it was HF boards,
yep.
which I took and cleaned up and reposted in the forums yep. if you want to read it. It's actually a very interesting and very frank article for people who don't know anything about it. He talked about three things specifically. Uh-huh. One, that his injury is still an issue. Two, that his three best friends from last year are yep. no longer on the team, which were Alfredsson, Silverberg, and Regan.
Out of all people.
But he found that very difficult. And he actually also talked about his divorce in the article.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you want, it's in the sendsunderground.com forums. I posted it there if you want to read it. It actually is a very, very good read. I tried to clean it up and make it a little easier to read because, well, my Swedish is non-existent.
Babblefish.
Google Translate.
Why does it keep saying Bork?
But since that came out, two quick things about Erik Karlsson. Number one, he's the team's nominee for the Masterton Trophy.
He better win. I don't know who the other people are.
There are a lot of really good candidates in it for this year. Malhotra is in it. He's overcome quite a bit. Daniel Alfredsson is actually nominated by the Red Wings, for his age. David Desharnais
from
Montreal. Chris Letang.
Yeah.
There are actually a number of pretty... Yeah. There was an interesting article the other day about the Masterton Trophy shouldn't simply be the I've overcome a horrific injury award, but that's kind of what it's turned into for a lot of people. So we'll see. But I think he certainly should be in the running for it. The other interesting thing was today, Erik Karlsson was at the Bridgehead Roastery just off Preston Street. For people who don't know, he actually put his name onto a coffee blend from Bridgehead, which is a local coffee roasting place. And $2 from every bag of coffee that was sold was going to be going to the Ottawa Boys and Girls Club, which is a really good local charity. It's raised in 3 months, $11,000. At $2 a bag, he's raised $11,000.
Well, that's $2 from the bag, right?
Yeah. $2 per bag is going to the Boys
and Girls. It had to be $11,000.
Touche.
Going back to that Swedish interview, though,
mm-hmm.
Let this be a lesson to Don Brennan, Bruce Garriott, especially Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think Garriott really travels with the team. Stop alienating the players because then you're going to get the good stuff. I really wonder if this is the same guy that broke the news that Alfredsson was coming back.
I don't know.
How is he so candid and open with a Swedish reporter?
Native language.
Yeah, his English is pretty good.
It's good, but it's
no.
Like,
I mean,
it's like Daniel. It's better than Daniel Alfredson's when he first arrived, but not as good as Daniel Alfredson's when he left.
He didn't want to. Remember when he didn't want to talk to the media and he was getting dumped on for it by Brennan?
Yeah, it's true. Well,
he doesn't have a good relationship with him. Or as good. I think it's...
You know, and when Brennan gets bored, he puts out an article that's just...
It's full of crap.
About himself or...
Yeah,
it's garbage. Full of crap. So...
That's like, yeah. Well, remember, because he came out at the hotel too, right?
Yeah.
Trolling is a very good word for some of the stuff that comes out. Like, you're right.
How the hell is this guy traveling with the team and he prints this garbage about them all the time?
Because he's a local newspaper guy. Anyway, right or wrong, that's just the way it is. Quick, I just want to get through a couple more Ottawa things, then we can move on to the rest of the NHL. Eric Greiba has a new hobby job. I don't know if you heard about this.
Oh, the duck calls.
The waterfowl calls, because it's ducks yes. and geese.
So Brent Wallace did a little demo on TSN last night.
The McCulloch scored.
He's the co-founder of CapitalWaterfowling.com, and it's duck calls and goose calls, among other things. So I thought it was pretty cool. Interesting thought. This was, I don't remember, I can't take credit for this. I believe I saw it either on Twitter or I heard it on the radio or whatever it was. Then there's a nickname for the tourist line now. Now that Bobby Ryan's not playing on it, somebody actually came up with a nickname on it. And it's so thin, like it's really weak, but I had to bring it up. It's the Lucky 7 line. Turris is 7. Yeah. MacArthur is 16. 1 plus 6 is 7. And Stone is?
61.
6 plus 1 is? 7.
So, 7. Math! Yeah, it
7, 7, 7. It's weak, but there you go.
It's like me that gets...
Exactly. Now... Couple more quick Senators things, and then we'll be done.
Boo!
That's bad. I had to bring it up.
Yeah, just throw Corvo back in the loop then.
Couple quick things, Senators, before we leave. The RSU Toronto, their next event is Saturday, April 12th. See their Facebook page for details. And do you have anything else specifically Senators you want to talk about? Because I was going to talk about Bingo for a second. Bingo and prospects. But anything else specifically of the big team you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little bit more global. I think our out of the playoff race, but it really is. We know we've been out of the playoffs for a while, even though it's not mathematically.
I was so hoping.
Oh, it was gonna such a long shot.
We've been out of the playoffs,
but you know
November.
What? At one point, I think now we're 4 or 6 points behind the Leafs because they just won tonight. But excuse me, we were 2 points behind them. Mm. Mm-hmm. It is possible. It is tracking that we could play the part of the spoiler.
Yep.
Yes.
When the Leafs are here.
Which begs an interesting question. Do you want to win or do you want to lose? Because if you lose, that puts the Leafs further up, which gives them a worse draft pick and gives Anaheim a better one.
I want them out of the playoffs.
I want them out of the playoffs.
Well, you want them out of the playoffs, and they're going to be out of the playoffs.
They're just
going
to trade it away anyway.
They're going to be out of the playoffs.
Oh, no, I'm saying this game could be the spoiler for their playoffs.
No, it won't be. They'll be out of them before then.
They are 2 points behind.
Yes,
one point behind.
They're 1 point behind, but Columbus and Detroit have games in hand.
They have to win those games.
It may be a significant game.
It may.
If
be.
It is, I want to.
Oh, absolutely. I
want them out.
Oh, I want them out of the playoffs. Absolutely.
And if that means that they're going to draft better, whatever.
But if they're already out of the playoffs and the game is for do they get a better draft pick because they lose and we win?
Start the tank.
I was going to say we should lose. Give them the worst draft pick and give Anaheim the slightly better one.
I'll start in net.
Whatever.
No, in that case, if they're already eliminated,
I want to win that game.
I want
them to win the game. Yeah, that's right. I want to lose that game. Let them win it, so their draft pick is worse.
They can draft from 10th to 11th or something like that.
Yeah.
So their pick gets worse.
Whoop-de-doo.
No,
he's just going to go down and ask the GM and the Ducks, what are you picking, and pick the opposite anyways. Oh, wait, it's not Brian Burke anymore.
No, he's in Calgary. Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, a couple of quick things about Binghamton and prospects, because I have a couple of quick things here. Binghamton is first in their division. They're 2 points up on Wilkes-Barre Scranton with a game
their
in hand.
Season must be ending soon.
Go wash your mouth out with soap. You don't cheer against the Sens and the Leafs.
It's getting there. Easy now. Corey Cowick.
One day versus an 18-year career, potential 18-year career. I'm going to take the day. Yeah.
Corey Cowick, former Ottawa 67, current Binghamton Senator, has been named the team's winner of the IOA American Specialty AHL Man of the Year Award for outstanding contributions to the Binghamton community. Good on him. Okay. I liked Corey Cowick when he's at 67. I'm really happy he's playing in Binghamton. Honestly, I don't think he'll ever make it to the big team here in Ottawa, because he's third, fourth line kind of guy. But he's...
How old is he now? He's going to be mid...
25.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's a solid guy to have on a team down there with young prospects coming in. Really, really good guy. Interesting statistic.
If he's got light stability that way too, instead of having to bounce around like that.
Yeah, keep him there. Fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Like whatever that guy's name was that the...
Didn't email?
Yep.
I can read your mind. Here's an interesting stat. 48% of the Binghamton's total points...
Corsi!
And 40% of their goals...
Yeah.
...of the Binghamton Senators have been scored by players who were traded, injured, or recalled. Currently injured, currently recalled, or have been traded. 48% of their total goals and assists.
So the guys that are up in Peterson?
Peterson was traded. Hoffman, Stone, yeah. DaCosta. DaCosta is out three weeks with a shattered nose.
Yeah.
It was a high stick. I don't know if you've seen this.
I think it's still on the ice.
Yeah. It was just absolutely shattered by a high stick. Brutal, really ugly.
So the majority of the goals are by the best players that get called up by the team.
Yeah, big surprise. It's just, I didn't think it was quite that many.
Fancy stat.
Big number, though.
Best players play.
Ottawa, you see, there's an interest. Best players play does not mean what you think it means. We'll talk about that in a minute.
No. I was in a good mood.
Ryan Zingle. Ryan Zingle, who was 2011 seventh round pick.
67th guy.
Nope. No. He was a college player.
Okay.
He was one of the 10 finalists for the Hobie Baker. But didn't make it into the hat trick group, which is the three finalists. He signed a one-year contract with the Binghamton Senators. He's currently in Binghamton on an amateur tryout. He in 37 games this year, he had 46 points with Ohio State in NCAA hockey.
How great have college players worked out for us?
Winchester.
Condra. Greening. DaCosta.
Greening was a draft. No, I mean...
College player. He was a draft pick, but he was a college player.
No, I know, but the undrafted.
He was a draft pick. He was a draft pick.
All right, well...
Now, if he can stick handle, that would be a zingle dangle.
Yeah!
But if he has a heavy shot... I'm
talking about this.
If he has a heavy shot, it'd be a zingle zinger.
Yeah!
I had to do that. I'm sorry. Chris Dreider.
There you go.
Chris Dreider. Signed to a three-year entry-level contract.
I take it the Hitmen are out then?
Nope, they're into the second round.
What?
I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure they're in the second round.
They signed him?
They signed him.
So is he playing in Bingo now?
No. He's still playing in Calgary, I believe. Yes, because Chris Dreider, the prospects who have gone on to the second round of the CHL playoffs are Dreider, Brassard, Lazar, and Dunn. All four of them are into the second round of the CHL playoffs.
I don't understand why you would sign him now.
I think maybe just wake up from a nap. Like, I should sign him.
Let's sign him. Yeah. He was fifth in save percentage in the Western Hockey League and seventh in wins in this past season. Yeah. He's 19 years old. He's 6'3" and he's 200 pounds. He's a big kid. Not huge. Not huge by our goaltenders.
That's goaltenders you want to.
Well, I mean,
Leonard's 6'5".
He's not Ben Bishop or Leonard's size, but he's still pretty big.
Leonard's a beast.
And the Senators also signed Garrett Thompson, who was the second most sought-after college free agent. And he was signed to a one-year entry contract. He's where he's playing on an ATO in Binghamton right now. So he's a Jesse Winchester. We'll see whether he works out or not. And two quick comments from Luke Richardson.
Tell me you'd be the coach of the Ottawa team.
A few weeks ago, his comment about Jean-Gabriel Pageau. Yeah. He's the heartbeat of our team. He plays like he's 10'5", not 5'10". Well, he's 5'8", but thanks for playing, Luke. Yeah. I thought it was a good quote. And the second one was about Mark Stone, and this was from last week. He says he's very intelligent, very driven. He loves to learn. He loves to get better. He talks on the bench, and he discusses all sorts of things with the coach and implements them in-game if needed. And this is a great opportunity for him, and he'll continue to improve as he gets used to the pace of the NHL.
And he likes long walks on the beach.
Picnics. So, interesting comments on a couple of prospects. And I mean, I trust Luke Richardson to be honest about that sort of thing.
You get mad at me when I talk through the games.
What?
I'm pretty sure Stone's comments are a lot more constructive than mine, though.
Well, he's talking to the other players, yeah. He's not just yelling Corsi.
Now!
Could you imagine?
Now! Yeah, doing that from the bench, that'd be pretty funny.
Of course he! Shut the up!
Now, let's get on to the rest of the league. We've talked enough Senators, and we've been this show's already getting long, but we got some stuff to talk about. You wanted to talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I wanted to talk. First, you're talking about the...
Oh, still finding creative ways to lose. Yes. Sorry, you wanted to say something?
I did. I did want to talk about
that. You wanted to talk about the Leafs for something.
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, wait. Leafs suck!
Okay. Well, I'll throw out a couple of things. You'll probably have some comments on them then.
Catastrophic. What, 8 losses in a row?
It's an implosion of Brobdignagian proportion.
Oh, show off.
Of what?
Brobdignagian.
I'm going to defenestrate you.
Sure.
Really? That window's going to be a bit difficult. But
yeah. Let me summarize that for you. Leafs suck!
Now, to show that how much the Toronto Maple Leaf fan base sucks, remember when they went back after Cody Ceci's mom?
Yes.
After that? Well, then they... this is going back a couple of weeks now, but we haven't been around a couple of weeks. They went after April Reimer, after James Reimer had a couple of games. Yep. They went after them on Twitter, and, you know, your husband sucks, and you're a gold digger, and blah, 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 blah. It's like, stay classy, Leaf fans. First you go after a player's mom, now you're going after their wife. How pathetic is that?
Your own player's
wife. Your own player, yeah. This is one of your own guys. Now, I thought that was bad. It gets worse. Their implosion for 8 losses in a row, that was crazy.
Well, granted, they don't want Reimer anymore, but...
No.
It's... How easy is it going to be for her to re-sign? Remember when Scrivens signed with Edmonton, or got moved to Edmonton? And the Sun journalist was going after chirping out his wife?
Well, it's chirping at him for his wife not joining him there yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because his wife's an actress and has a job in LA. That's why he hadn't moved. Yeah. Classy. Anyway. There were a lot of rumors on, this is about 10 days ago now, on Twitter that Doug McLean was stating that there was a lot of talk about a buyout for Clarkson in the offseason.
No shit.
Well,
of course.
I figured out why this is going on.
The guy hasn't even played much.
Well, no, he's overpaid. He's underachieving. He hasn't been playing much. But I figured out why.
He's a Leaf. That goes.
Touche. Well said. Nicely played. No, I figured out. No, there's a different reason why they want to do this. It's because Darcy Tucker, this is the last year of his buyout.
Oh, so we need something else to talk about.
They need a new buyout. That's why they're going to do it. They need a new buyout to have on their books ongoing for a number of years in a row.
Yeah.
Now,
okay, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Tradition.
Continuing like on with the Leafs. What would you say is the number one problem with the team besides being the Leafs?
Their defense.
Correct. Next year, they have one defenseman that's a UFA.
Next year, they have one defenseman.
Or sorry, this summer?
This summer.
Paul Ranger. They've got 7 guys. This is what the problem is. Paul Ranger's out.
So what? That's not going to fix the problem.
No!
means I could get a high market UFA.
No!
Well, if they do, what are they going to do? Where are they going to put him? Well, I know Fanouf's got a huge, long extension. Fanouf
does not have a no trade, according to Gapkeep. Going on right now. But there's Fanouf.
Who's going to want him?
At 6.5.
He's going up to 7.
That's Carlson money.
He?
That's more than Carlson money.
He's going up to 7. Carlson. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's going up to 7. Tim Gleason makes 4 on the cap.
And he's got one more year? Two?
Two more this year.
After this year, okay.
Gunnarsson? I don't know what that is. Franzen's an RFA, but I don't think he's done badly.
No, but he's going to want a hell of a lot more money than he's making now.
Because
he's on a bridge contract right now, the one that he signed now.
That's right.
He and Kadri were those bridge contract signings.
Yeah.
Yes. Those bridge contracts just tend to bite people in the butt, doesn't it?
Not as much as Montreal with BK Subban.
They'll be fine, though.
Morgan Riley's
actually a really good player, but he's on entry level.
Yeah.
And the savior.
Oh, that's right, Jake Gardner.
He's an RFA.
Yeah.
But him, they'll probably move.
They'll probably try and move him, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think they will. They've given up on him.
Better than Carlson.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they have Morgan Riley now. They don't need him. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Now,
way to keep those assets.
Two other quick things. Last night, I happened to go to TSN.ca in the but the third period of the game last night between Montreal and Tampa Bay. So Montreal and Tampa Bay, of course, is the big story with the picture at the top.
Yeah.
And you know how they have the little heading stories after that?
Yeah.
The next four stories were insider trading on future of Torts and Carlisle. Former Leaf coach Wilson sympathizes with Carlisle. Leafs issues are due to lack of consistency. And Leafs roster faces likely retooling this summer.
Nothing about Dion Phaneuf filling up at the Petro-Canada?
No, he uses Esso.
Lakeshore?
Esso.
Oh, I honestly thought you guys were kidding when you said that there were articles about Kessel being sick. And then I actually saw one.
Oh, no, there. That's, yeah, absolutely.
How's he feeling, by the way? I didn't catch the latest.
What?
How's
don't
he
care.
Feeling?
Don't care. By the way, Toronto Maple Leafs is an anagram for plan for team to lose.
If you take Toronto Maple Leafs and arrange the letters?
Plan for team to lose.
Lord Voldemort.
Now, a couple of really good, quick social media stories. There was the Avery versus Brodeur thing, which I don't think we need to rehash. But there's
funny.
It was funny. There's a better one. I think this was while you guys were away, so I'm not sure if you heard about this. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so close.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Pittsburgh decided to do a little, hey, let's do a thing on Twitter. Well, we're going to invent a hashtag, and you can ask our player questions.
Gold.
For James Neal.
Gold.
And what happened was Flyers fans got a hold of this.
It was beautiful.
Did you see some of these?
Yeah.
Okay. Canuck, did you see some of these?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'll just go a couple of the ones. In case our listeners haven't heard them, there were a couple of that were really good that I wrote down.
Okay, good, because I can't remember them.
Okay. My 10-year-old didn't bring the trash out. Should I knee her or cross-check her face off her face? Hashtag ask Neil. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could cross-check someone in the face? Hashtag ask Neil. A train leaves New York City at traveling at 97 miles an hour. Another train leaves L.A. traveling 76 miles an hour. When do you headshot the child riding coach? Van Halen and James Neal have something in common. Their biggest hit is Jump. If you could go back in time and play with any player in history, which one would you knee in the face? A priest, a rabbi, and a minister walk into a bar. Which one do you cross-check? But my favorite of all, and I mean, I did read a lot of them. My favorite of all of the hashtag Ask Neil question ones. If you opened a bar, how cheap would your shots be? I have to admit, This was absolutely brilliant work by the Flyers fans.
If you Google Ask Neil, you can actually get an article
with quite a few of them in it. Yeah,
I remember one was a picture of elbow macaroni, whatever, and said elbows. And when's the sponsorship starting?
Yeah, there were some really good ones. Really, I tried to write down at least some of them that I was going through. I saw a couple of articles. I actually looked it up on Twitter at the time, and it was really, really good. I have to.
Oh, there. Left. This is one that I liked. If you're holding a baby and dropped it on its head, would it hurt to be unconscious from your previous elbow to the head?
Nice. Nice. A couple of quick notes from just around the league, because I know it's getting late.
Oh, this is like Sea of Blue.
Oh, yeah. Almost. Ted Nolan officially signed an extension. Yes, he did. So he's now officially the head coach. He's no longer interim.
Hands off my Richardson.
Well, exactly. It means that it's one thing we don't have to worry about. But I'm glad to see that. It took a little while, but I'm glad to see that because I think he's definitely a guy who is who's worth signing for that. For I think he'll do a lot of good things in Buffalo, to be sure.
He's a great learning coach.
Yeah, he's a great teaching coach as well. Yeah, absolutely. We've been talking. There's a lot of been talk about fancy stats lately, and I've come up with one that this is serious, by the way. This is not a joke. I come up
honestly,
with a stat.
Is it pan stat?
It's kind of like a pan stat.
Pan stat is better than Fenwick.
Well, this is a serious one, and I think this would actually be a very interesting stat if somebody could figure out how to measure it.
The team that scores the most goals has a tendency to win.
This just in?
Fancy stats.
Oh, okay. No, this was actually a serious one.
Okay.
I'd like to see a ratio of giveaways to takeaways per player.
Oh, they're talking about this on the radio.
There was a little bit of talk about it, but I was actually thinking about it beforehand because, you know, a lot of people are saying that some players are really good at, you know, Erik Karlsson would be the first example. He gets the puck taken away from him a lot.
But he gets it back.
He also gets it back a lot. That's why it would be an interesting ratio.
There, listeners, come up with the name of that stat, the give and takeaways.
Well, name it, but I would actually like to see the ratio as a number.
I already got it. It's Cardswick.
Cardswick?
Cardswick.
I can work with that. But wouldn't that be like, it would be the new plus minus. Giveaways, takeaways would be the new plus minus. Because it's not just dependent on goals. It's a lot. It's the other
58
minutes.
You know what I realize about plus minus that I actually don't like? Mm-hmm. You get a minus if you get scored on shorthanded.
Do you?
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's why Carlson's getting schooled.
He doesn't play the
power play. And we get scored on a lot shorthanded.
Shorthanded. Okay, sorry. I was going...
Right. Yeah, not penalty kill, shorthand.
So if it's a shorthanded goal, not against. Scored hand shorthanded.
Yeah, so every time that Karlsson would take a risk to try to get something going because everybody else is standing around not being open.
And not going to the front of the net.
And the other team would take it, go on breakaway, and they would score.
Gotcha.
It's a minus.
Ah,
and that's why his minus was so much lower than Mathot and Cowan.
Okay. This is a great quote. And I'll tell you who said it afterwards.
I like Cardswick.
This is okay. We'll do Cardswick. We'll do that.
He needed a little time to saturate there.
This is a quote that I got late last week. The NHL rulebook is a house of cards built on a foundation of sand. Stop and think about that. A house of cards built on a foundation of sand. So it's fragile, and it has no firm base. That's why it's completely screwed up, and that's why it's completely interpretable.
On a base of horse poop.
Well, that too. But the person who said that was Paul Stewart.
Yeah.
Former ref.
Oh.
I thought that was a really, really good way of putting it. I liked that one. I was like, okay, that's good. I like
Meanwhile,
that.
Tim Peel's the best referee in the world.
Yeah, we won't get into that. Couple of quick notes. Matt Duchesne's out for 4 weeks, but we'll be back for the playoffs eventually. Do you think that's going to affect Colorado? I mean, they're good. They're already in the playoffs for sure.
They clinched?
Yeah. Well, they're
I don't know the team well.
I think they'll do okay, but it's kind of like having Zetterberg out for Detroit. They're getting Datsuk
Except
back, but they
Zetterberg's
still have...
Detroit's got a lot more
They skill. Have a lot of other numbers. I mean, Colorado's got some other young players who are good, but they're not as old and, like, they're not as seasoned.
Colorado is playing the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Yes, it's bad.
Well, he'll be back in time for the playoffs, but...
It doesn't freaking matter. They're playing the Blackhawks.
They're not far behind the Blackhawks in the standings.
No, but it doesn't matter because the Blues are way, way ahead.
Yeah. But I think they'll do all right. We'll see. It could be a good series. I'm actually getting to the end of things to talk about for tonight.
Islanders.
What about them?
So, not Horn Chen.
Charles Wang.
Charles Wang, same thing.
Horn Chen, former owner of the Ottawa Rough Riders. Actually still owns the rights to the name Rough Riders, which is why the new Red Blacks aren't called the Rough Riders, because he wouldn't sell it to them.
Also, Eric Greiba is the new mascot for the Red Blacks.
Get on, Joe.
Yeah.
Big Joe, Joe now.
Get on,
Big
Joe. Good on Joe in French, big Joe in English.
Good on Joe. No muffra.
No muffra.
This team.
We're talking football. Sorry, folks.
2 years and it's gone.
Oh, no, that team will be around for a while.
You can quote me.
CFL's awesome. Can't wait to get back to CFL.
Yeah, it's done so well in this city.
You need four downs. We only have three.
That's right. Bigger field, too.
We got bigger balls.
Don't you get
Thank you, ACDC.
Don't you also get points for missing the field goal attempt?
Yes. Well, if it's a touchback, yes.
Yeah. No, in CFL.
If it's a touchback. You kick if you miss it, and it goes wide and it goes through, which you get a point. Yep.
So if you really fuck it up.
If you mess it up pretty bad. Anyway, sorry, you want to talk about Charles Wang.
It's literally a gold star.
You want to talk about Charles Wang.
I don't remember which episode it was. I think it was last week's or last episode.
2 weeks ago.
Where you mentioned what to do with the Quebec building.
Mm-hmm.
Wang is now looking to sell his majority ownership.
With the Islanders.
With the Islanders.
They've already signed a deal with the Barclays Center.
Then you file for bankruptcy and then you sell it. Then it voids the contract.
If you file for bankruptcy, then the contract becomes a liability which the league would have to pay, I would bet. I don't think you can void a contract by filing for bankruptcy. I think the league would be
a... What a terrible freaking...
I'm not sure, but don't you think that's the way it would be that?
There's got to be a way around it.
He would, that'd be kind of cool. John Tavares playing up in Quebec because his name almost sounds like a French.
Tavares?
Tavares!
Almost sound like a French.
John Tavares!
Could be. I hadn't thought about that. That's.
I don't know what the impacts are, but I'm sure that there's been issues with buildings and teams before.
Interesting.
And they maxed out at 15,000. You know, Quebec's going to sell better than that.
Oh, Brooklyn will do okay.
Yeah, but there's only seats 15K.
Yeah.
You can only seat 50K for hockey. Well, that's what Winnipeg draws.
That's better than Florida.
Their building capacity is 16. Yeah.
The Florida MGS draws small. 17.
No, they say they draw. Okay. I was going to say they don't draw 17K.
Listen, guys, the Panthers are an up-and-coming team. I tweeted this to the Panthers. They didn't care like the Lightning did. But they're an up-and-coming team. They're going to be spending. But people need to start going to that game. The guy in front of me, that was his second game ever. So hopefully if they play well, they can start to get people back in.
They drew reasonably well back when they went on their cup run.
They were also down in Miami.
No. The cup run in 96.
90-something, yeah. They were in Miami.
Yeah.
The economy is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Sales tax, there's 2%.
But they don't need ticket revenues to make that team profitable.
No, I understand.
So they can keep their ticket prices low to try and fill the building.
Yes. But they don't. And then you make it all on concessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
$2.75 for a small Timmy's. Well, it's a one-size-fits-all Timmy's.
That's crazy. Thank you. I'll bring my own glass and I'll fill it up in the... Anyway. Anything else? I think it's getting late.
As long as you don't fill it up in the bathroom.
I don't want to drink Florida water. No, actually, Florida water is all right.
Yeah. I hope the Islanders move to Quebec, one, because they're going to get another Canadian team. Two, because Garth Snow will no longer be a GM in the league.
Well, he would get fired because he doesn't speak French. They'd have to have a French-speaking GM in Quebec City.
Garth Snow.
Hey, it worked in Montreal. If it's going to be the team ownership there, will probably be video.
Garthy Vire.
Nige.
Did he play in Quebec? I think he did.
Couldn't tell you, to be honest. I don't know. Look it up.
Almost as bad as a player as he is a GM.
You can look it up while I do the week ahead.
Denis Potvin.
Denis Potvin. Who played, by the way, for the 67s. This is back in the day. The first time he ever played for the 67s, he was 13 years old.
What?
Yep. The rules were different back then.
No crap. A 13-year-old playing with an overager? Could you imagine that?
He had a scrap with a 20-year-old and he won it. They were talking about it on the radio the other night. Anyway.
Snow was drafted by the Quebec Nordiques.
Really? Did he ever play there, though?
So was Eric Lindros.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
Where's Lindros these days?
Yeah, he did.
Recovering.
He got kicked out of the EPA. So.
Yeah. While you're looking that up, quick reminder of the RSU event.
7 games.
Oh, you played 7 games, Quebec. Okay, there you go. Good memory on you. I couldn't have come up with that one. The RSU event is Saturday, April 12th in Toronto for the Sens versus Leafs game. So if you're in Toronto area, or the GTA area, and you want to get together with the RSU, check their Facebook page. I don't know anything more about it than that. I was asked to mention that, so I am. The week to come, Game 77 is tomorrow, Friday, April 4th.
I'm there for the last time.
There you go. Is that the last home game?
I've already had my last game.
You're going to be there too?
You traded that? No. Okay. I don't have this one.
And then game 78 is the next day, Saturday, April 5th. The Senators will be in New York City. And that game's on CBC. Joy. And then game 79 is next Tuesday, April 8th. The Senators will be on Long Island.
The last game, Nassau.
Last game, well, for Senators. This year. Oh, they'll be there next year.
Oh, there.
Yeah. Next year is the last year in Nassau.
Oops.
And that's the week ahead. Anything else? Nope. Okay.
Wind her up.
Yes.
This season just needs to end.
We didn't have any email to read this week, and we were a little bummed about that. So please email us at podcast@sendscallups.com.
Especially when Charlie tweeted us, like, oh, I'm surprised you didn't have any emails.
He didn't send any.
I know.
Fail.
Charlie, come on, man.
Follow us on Twitter. Visit the forums at sendsunderground.com. And hopefully, we'll be back next week. We've had a couple of...
Who knows?
Between traveling and a whole bunch of other stuff, it's been and upper body injuries for a couple of us. We've been only putting out an episode every 2 weeks. So hopefully we'll get back to the every week.
For the next
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And then we'll be done. Then we'll be done.
5 months off.
But that's all right. We'll hopefully be back next week, and we look forward to getting some email that we can read and give us stuff to talk about. Until then, thanks for listening. Sorry we were there was a bit of a wait for this one, but hopefully it won't be quite as bad next time. So good night, everybody.
Later.
Corsi!
Bring the rain to Mount Doom.
Are those the turkey ones from Costco?
They're not turkey, but they...
What echo? I don't hear an echo.
Try the turkey ones. They're amazing.
Turkey?
Turkey pepperettes? You'd think...
They'll be a lot less...
Oh, weird.
You're going to stink after those. All right. If you're going to eat those, I'm going to fart a lot.
I am.